And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear! No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here in Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from BEA, beautiful studios of Freedom's the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. All right, today's not the day. All right, Mindy Patterson, she's going to be a speaker at Red Pill Expo. We'll be going up there into June in Spokane, Washington. Yeah, G.R. Griffin, he's got a lot of great people. And I'm sure after the event, we'll have even more interviews to do, but we're talking to lots of people. And this Friday, we're going to have Jeanette Finnicum, the widow of Lavoie. They got a film, Dead Man Talking. Dead Man Talking. Hey, there's so much talk about that. We're going to get into that. Tom DeVoe is beyond. We have G. Edward on, Patrick Wood on. We're going to make sure you all set up. But one of the speakers are going to be Mindy Patterson. She's president and co-founder of the Calvary Group, a national leader in advocating for and defending the constitutional private property rights for law-abiding animal owners and animal-related businesses. Mindy's firm, the Calvary Group, is engaged on multiple fronts to protect its members and their animal-related businesses, including the deterring of illegal search and seizure and in issuing due process as outlined in the Constitution. What we're talking about, ranchers and farmers and so on, and they're coming under attack and you're too individualistic and the Bundys kind of thing and you're doing in freedom and you think you can just be self-sustaining and independent, not dependent, and you're not allowed. And if you don't like it, we'll go after your animals. And if that doesn't work, they'll go after your children. And if that doesn't work, they go after your life, your property. They, them, those. Who are they? There are those that just want to be left alone. There are those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? It's one or the other. Well, I'm going, all right. The attack vectors are varied and all-encompassing from every direction. And here's somebody's coming up. Mindy's going, yep. They're using our animals as a vector to come after what, Mindy? You know, good morning. Go ahead and tell us, what you're trying to do.
Good morning. You're right. They're coming after our right to private property, and they're doing so incrementally by chipping away at our Constitution legislatively, legally, and it is happening all across the country at the local, state, and federal levels.
Okay, now this is one thing that, we start off right from the beginning. The reason this show is called Declare Your Independence, the Declaration of Independence, it's the whole purpose of government is the defense of individual rights. When it doesn't do that, it's time to alter or abolish.
Yep.
A decade later, we get this Constitution thing, and it's all about the power, the power, the power, the power, the power. Regulate this, interstate commerce, we got power to make war, to tax, to, the power, the power, the power, might as well call him king. Here we get the Bill of Rights, say, whoa, we're going to put some limits on that and kind of, so this Constitution, man, you're really talking about Bill of Rights, because the Constitution is a mechanism to screw you, okay? So then we put limits on this, and no, but you can't do this, and the spirit of the Declaration, got this philosophy that goes forward, and people such as yourself, they're going, didn't we have a deal? Wasn't there a promise they're not supposed to be able to kind of, what the hell? And we want due process and kind of, and this piece of paper says. They don't care. They're using this mechanism to get you. So I'm like, your real solution is what? They don't abide by even their own rules. Well, you expect them to? I mean, what are you really looking at bringing forces together to advocate for what, how?
Well, the first thing we need to do is educate individuals about this deceptive agenda. That's number one. And the reason it's deceptive is because many people, including lawmakers, do not understand the difference between animal welfare versus animal rights. Animal rights is an ideology that's based on emotion, not science, not facts, but it advocates that animals are equal to humans, which thereby eliminates the sanctity of human life, while it's easy to forward their agenda because people fall prey to the emotional soft underbelly of their agenda. But their ultimate goal for these animal extremists is the elimination of all animals from human care and use. Now, I love animals. I happen to own a lot of them. I'm a horse owner. I have been most of my life. But here's the thing. Again, this is very deceptive. They're falling under this. They're trying to push their agenda under the umbrella of animal welfare, which is completely false, because animal welfare endorses the responsible use of animals from companionship, sport, education, and entertainment, food, fiber, et cetera, et cetera. But they're coming in with all this legislative reform at the local, state, and federal levels, rolling in their ideology through this Trojan horse, acting like we have this huge crisis to solve in animal welfare.
Okay, so, they're rolling in this ideology. Let's stop right there for a second. I want to find out what that is. Because I'm of the opinion they're not really so much wanting to elevate animal kingdom up to our level. They're wanting to put us down to theirs.
We're the herd. True. But the problem, again, with making animals equal to humans is also an infringement. I mean, look, animals, I love my animals, but until they can vote and pay the bills, I mean, they are not equal to humans. And animal rights means no animals left. I mean, this is truly an agenda to eliminate animals from our lives. And the number one thing that I think people need to see down the road here is that it is a threat to our domestic food supply. These animal rights groups masquerade as something positive, like they're the savior for animals, while they waltz in these very onerous regulations to squeeze farmers and ranchers off their land and out of business.
Yeah, but I'm of the opinion. I'm going to give my opinion. You tell me how far off I am.
Okay.
My opinion is, like I was saying, there's a mechanism, and it's happened since the British Empire went to India. You know, and they get this religious conviction of, you know, animal kingdom and humanity, and where we're and got to be one with the whatever. And I don't have a problem with that. And I think individuals should be free to do whatever they want and practice and however. But then when they start using initiation of force and government to have me, I have to take on their opinion. Now, I don't mind them trying to influence my opinion. You know, that's one thing. But in taking over my rights as an individual and a property owner and so on, that's another thing. But I'm seeing that this animal cruelty, animal husbandry, animal, whatever, is just a vector. It's an excuse. It's a mechanism for controlling us. It's not about they give a crap about. It's like Al Gore flying his jet all over, you know, the world and living in a big house and whining about global warming as it's getting cold. I mean, you know, this is just a mechanism for control and making us less independent and more dependent. How far off am I?
You're spot on, and that is exactly what they're doing, and they're using it as a mechanism, as you say, a Trojan horse to roll in, hiding behind this emotional agenda and they're fooling people. And you know what? Right now they're winning. I mean, we are literally every day playing whack-a-mole at the local, state, and federal level to protect our members against this onslaught that is happening across our country, and they're bamboozling our legislators into believing that there's some crisis to pass a bill to limit animal ownership and animal-related businesses and farmers and ranchers. I mean, it's happening in the form of ballot initiatives at the state level.
Yeah.
The Humane Society of the United States, by the way, is one of the wealthiest animal rights extremist groups in the world. And I know a lot of people are probably raising an eyebrow when they hear this, but it is true. They only use less than 1% of donor funding to help animals. Everything else goes to lawyers and lobbyists.
Okay. I can see that, you know, there's going to be industrialized mass production of food in their lot of whatever. But they're not so much going, they're using them as the bad example to go after the individual farmers and ranchers.
Correct.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. Yeah, be a pirate. Piratswithoutborders.com. That's from the, one of the letters of Captain Mark. And it's the attitude that red pill and stuff. We're the anarchist type. We're the, freaking, I'm done, man. We're going like the show just the hour before you is a gentleman that are using cryptocurrency funding for genetically sequencing cannabis plants so that Monsanto and Bayer can't patent it. So this is the kind of thing that, we're right up this alley. And I think that what you're doing needs to be understood, what the real enemy is. When you're talking about, I got you there, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm here.
Okay. Yep. What we're talking about is that when you have an attack on individuals and their freedom and their constitutional rights and yada, 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 they go on. They don't care. It's just paper to them. It's opinion of people. And my thing is that they're not really, they may have the feedlot videos or the Food Inc. kind of, and look at all, you got a lot of really good ranching farms that in the free market are becoming more. Last summer we spent a few days at Azure Standard farm, organic farming up in Oregon. And when they were trying to force them to use glyphosate, and we're just going, in Oregon? I mean, what the hell is going on? It's not that they're going after these feedlots. I may use them as an example. They're going after you. They're going after the independents. They're going after, you're not allowed to be the Waltons and not know that there was a depression. You see my point?
Exactly.
And it's coming. So when we come back in just a few seconds, let's start from there, what the real attack is on. So you're showing one of the vectors, but there's a real attack on something else. And we'll get to that. Here we go.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story,
same
old story, same old song and dance.
Man, have we heard this before? Same. Is they, them, those won't leave us alone. Now, who are they? They won't leave us alone. That's who they are. Well, I'm going, all right. They always give a reason why they're, who are they attacking? They, them, though, who they attack? Who are they attacking? What are they going after? The most independent. The people that are demonstrative of, I don't need you and bite me and I don't care. Oh, yeah? Well, we got a clipboard and a shiny badge and a hat and always backed up by some gun somewhere. And we're going to make sure, well, this is what the, you know, Bundy's thing. We've had Ammon on for hours, you know, earlier talking about this before, you know, after Nevada, before he went to Oregon. Now it's time to start, you know, Jeanette Finnicum is going to come on tight. This is the battle, is against individual rights. Individuals with individual property, individual self-sustaining, and who represents that more than anybody else than the ranchers and farmers? Throw some miners in there. All right. So this is the attack. They're just the animal thing is just. You think these politician people? They give a crap? Hell, they don't care about people. You know, much less animals. It's just a vector. All right. Explain to us, you know, what's going on really in your mind.
Okay. Well, the Cavalry Group honestly has had a front row seat to this nightmare with regard to the overreach of government agencies that regulate and oversee the inspection of licensees. For example, USDA has been abusing the rules and regulations to over-criminalize its licensees, especially during the Obama administration, using bully tactics to force law-abiding, hardworking families out of business. It was all under this, under the sole discretion of these inspectors that would come in and, you know, quote-unquote, go by the book to oversee the inspections of their facilities, whether they were Class C licensees exhibiting animals at fairs and circuses and zoos, or they were in the pet breeding industry, what have you, or as you were talking about farmers and ranchers, you know, and so they've been wielding a very heavy hand on these licensees of which they oversee. And that has been a huge challenge over the last 10 years or so. And again, they were implementing rules and regulations with no regard for the rule of law. So that is one element of all of this. The other element that we face is that while the rule of law provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law based on facts and evidence, unfortunately for animal owners today, the opposite is true because these animal rights zealots use false claims of animal abuse to... Hello?
Oh, yeah, hold on a second. We got a network thing here.
Sure.
Yeah, it's booting back up. Yeah, we got, our... What the heck? See, it's they, them, those, man. We're getting right into it. You know, we'll get it back up here in a second.
No now, problem.
I'll give us a moment and we'll disconnect back.
That was
a network call and saying, hey, man, just disconnected and whatever.
I was thinking, hey, maybe my phone is tapped.
Seriously, don't laugh. I know.
I'm not laughing. And
I've been, you know, they always said, Ernie, I've been doing this for, 30 years. And they go, Ernie, do you think you're being tapped? I go, hell yeah. They got to change the FBI agents every 2 weeks because we keep converting them. I mean, I don't care. This one and this one. So is it them or us?
Went down.
Well, check the internet. Is it, this is what happened last Friday. Our internet went down, and last Friday when we were having Jeanette Finnicum come on, and they just went, oh, hell no, you're so not allowed. Yeah, it looks like
wow.
The internet went. Is yours rebooting? Yep, internet's down. Screw them. We can do the record anyway.
Awesome.
We just got 25 minutes left in a three-hour show anyway. But, all right, so no more commercial interruptions. That's awesome. All right, so we can do that. Here, let me go ahead and get back to the record. Yeah, okay, so we can keep talking. Nah, 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 nah. All right, now, this is a – where would we leave off before we were rudely interrupted?
I had just finished talking about the USDA, but I was also segueing into the topic of the fact that a lot of illegal search and seizures are taking place, which you had alluded to earlier on in your show, and that the rule of law provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty, but today, these overzealous prosecutors, sympathetic judges that issue warrants when in most cases no facts or actual witness
you're just talking,
is provided.
You know, this is, these are just, okay, all right.
This is what we're facing. And,
no,
and they, they steal people's private property them to litigate.
This is my frustration. Mm-hmm. They'll go, well, they're overzealous. Well, they're not doing it right. I'm being ruled wrong. The president doesn't have the right birth certificate. It's all this paperwork crap. They're just going, you know, they're doing, you know, if I was ruled better, then I wouldn't bitch. Okay.
Right.
And I'm going, this is my concern with, you know, Patrick Wood and G. Edward Griffin, good friends. I'm just a different generation. I am 57. I mean, I'm not a kid, you know, but I started off as a kid in the late 80s but my realization of how bad it was came from a different perspective. They're liars. I mean, I was a decade or two way ahead of everybody going, yeah, let me tell you how this is going to work out. You're not going to be able to fill the right paperwork. You're not even going to be able to vote the right congressman. You're not going to be able to file the right lawsuit. You're not going to be able to, and it's all about, right. I got a piece of paper and I filed out the right paperwork and it says right here, they don't care.
Right.
This is not about them caring. You have to do what you're doing, educating people what the real battle is. And whenever you hear, well, they're overzealous, that's what they're there for.
Right. Well, that's true. And yet, these circumstances are what we face day in and day out, and our job, our challenge, is to keep people in business. I mean, and we unfortunately have to go through the system to do so.
You know, and that's where, okay, you go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, and it's all about the decentralization of and food and water, and we have chickens. I got like 60-something chickens. I live in the city of Phoenix, got a little 2-acre horse property thing here. And I'm chickened up, man. If they told me, you know, chickens were that easy, I would have done that a long time ago, okay? This is our whole family. I have 11 grandkids, 4 kids. Kind of, man, they can't make enough eggs, all right? So I am just, I'm with you, sister. This is, it's decentralization down to just freaking leave me alone-ism.
Yes.
The point is that that's exactly what they don't want. And to go, what they want you to do is fill in paperwork. They want you to do it. That's why it goes to cryptocurrency. It goes over to, crowdsource funding. It's, you know, kind of, you know, bite me and we're not even geographical. Next generation doesn't even recognize borders. Well, of course, we got to have borders around the internet. I mean, you know, seriously. Well, what happens is, where do they always got you? The land. They always got where you're at. We know where your GPS coordinate of your front door. So that's why we had to have a pirate ship. I go, hey, I'm a pirate ship. I'm in space now. I'm out in the ocean. I'm over here. Now what are you going to do? Well, we got ion cannons, you know, laser, phaser, whatever the hell. You know what I mean? This is how these people think. You're not allowed to be independent. My whole concern of this whole movement, whenever I talk to anyone such as yourself that are doing the Lord's work, man, I mean, this is like, you know, good needs to be done. But if it comes down to, therefore, we need to elect Trump, that'll cure it. It's the wrong mentality. Mm-hmm. It's that, you know, I need to screw them. And someone that really comes up and pushes this winds up Lavoid. And I'm going, and you know, this happens, but the pushback, because of communication and the ability to tell people what's really going on and the truth, is that it always backfires on. There's always blowback that it's coming to a general opinion of the world and next generations, which is why they're doing this social justice thing. They got into the universities.
Yep.
They're
yep.
going after the immigration. These are just symptoms. The mechanism is this very government that a lot of people fighting them are supporting. Well, if we had it done right, or if Obama had the right paperwork, then he can rule me. And I'm like, what? What?
Right.
Seriously? You got the right paperwork so they can rule me? That's the problem that I see. That's why I'm looking at it, is they are illegitimate, and even if they're not overzealous. You see my point?
I do, and I agree with you 100%. The problem that we face in educating Americans about what's happening without sounding like, you know, I mean, listen, I am with you 100%, and I have actually molded and shaped my message to have to craft it toward people who are not paying attention. And it's difficult it's a heavy lift to go from A to Z because everything in between.
So I paid attention when I brushed the first
You
time.
Did pay attention. And obviously, I mean,
oh,
I'm,
no, that's
I'm,
we got connected back to the network.
Application was noticeable.
That's a commercial in the network. Okay. I just pushed a buy, saw that was up. All right. So we're in break now, but we can still talk. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but a lot of people haven't been paying attention, and so this is a heavy lift. Listen, I agree with you. Freedom and liberty is not easy for people to grasp for whatever reason, and they have clogged up the works with these government agencies and the idea that we have to, go through this system. But then you add the layer of the UN Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 and this idea of globalism and it's taking away the rights of the individual, and it is really, it gets very, very complicated quickly for the general population to understand. People are like, what do you mean? What do you mean the individual rights versus the collective? Many people don't understand what that means because they don't understand our founding principles. And so while we're working to protect animal owners and animal-related businesses across the U.S., we're also working to educate Americans about what individual rights are, what this means, and why it's important to be awake to the ruse of these false vehicles, if you will, that are like the sustainability movement that wants to completely create this global governance over everything. And again, it's a heavy lift to get all of the information in. And the other side makes it complicated for a reason, you know?
Yep. Okay, all right. We're coming back. Hold on.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
See what they're doing. They're playing, now we're back online, they're playing a show from last week. Donna, they're playing, whatever, doesn't matter. We can record our own. All right. This is what I want to, make sure that people get, what's the battle is really at. Yeah, just tell them we're on. Oh, the Cox may turn it off. Whatever. Just tell them to do whatever. I'm busy. We're talking to somebody here. We're talking to next to my heart. Mindy Patterson, thecalvarygroup.com. Now, in the philosophical, I give you some good news here. All right, let me help you out. Mindy, this is kind of the things that really make a difference. I got you. You there?
Absolutely.
Okay, here it is. At the top of Freedom's Phoenix, we have one story up there, and you go, what the heck? Who gives a crap what Kanye West says, all right? Kanye West urges fans to put down cell phones, and he shares a four-hour-long documentary. So I'm interested. I'm going, really? Now, what documentary would Kanye West share, and he's like a black hip-hop artist, producer, have got albums done, whatever, and he loves him some Trump, and man, they're freaking out, and hell no. So with all this controversy, what does he do? He's going, you know what you guys need to do? You need to go watch this documentary. That's what you need to do. Well, what documentary? 4 hours, what would that be? Would it happen to be something I like? The rapper took to Twitter to take on the idea of consumerism, sharing a four-hour-long documentary named The Century of the Self, which focuses on Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, capitalizing on his uncle's philosophies to create modern-day consumerism. I have been recommending this for over a decade. It was a BBC production done for one-hour increments, and there's two of them. There was one called The Power of Nightmares, and that's all about, be afraid and all that kind of stuff. But the one that really does it is The Century of the Self. And what it was is that, four out of five doctors say this, bacon and eggs, liberty torches for women smoking in, the feminist parades of back in the day. All this PSYOP control opinion has been engineered for us and things just like what Mindy is working on. This has been a mechanism by which they are getting us to have a certain opinion about this or that. That's what's going on. Yeah. And for Kanye West to come out, an entire generation and different ethnic community, somebody pays attention, gives a crap what he has to say, to go, you want to know what's going on? Watch A Century of the Self. And I've been screaming that for years. You watch that and you'll see how manipulated we are. And yeah, this is probably the most effective thing that could have. They watch that, it's over. But they keep taking it off the internet. Everywhere you go, it keeps getting taken down. Well, now we have decentralized nodes of internet or blockchain or whatever, and the information is going, this is going to be much more damaging to them than anything else. And it's exactly what Mindy is doing, is getting this information out so that you have an opinion, an informed one. Well, this informed opinion that you want to share with everybody is, they don't live by their own rules. I mean, what are they trying to do going after the farmers and ranchers?
Well, you nailed it earlier on. You said it's not about animal welfare. It's not even about the animals. It's about control. It's about the elimination of private property. It's really mainly about control. But here's what it looks like on the ground. Here's what it looks like at the local level. They're passing regulations to limit the number of animals you can own. They're imposing mandatory spay and neuter. City councils, county councils, all across the country, we deal with this constantly. Right now we have members in King County, Washington, and Chaffee County, Colorado, and Washington, Oregon. We've got members that are in legal battles against their county councils, county commissioners, city councils that have decided, well, we don't like what you do, so we're just going to ban you through a piece of legislation because we don't want you in our county. So they're picking winners and losers through this notion that there's a crisis, in quotes, of animal welfare taking place, and you have no right to own a big cat, or you have no right to have a private zoo. It doesn't matter. Like you said, perfect example, Ernest, these people are all in compliance with the laws. They've never had a non-compliant issue with USDA or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife or their state fish and wildlife agencies. They're in compliance, which is a word that drives me crazy. Doesn't matter how perfect you are.
No, the battle is not legal. The battle is a philosophical, we rule you and you're too independent and you're an example for not allowed and 4-H needs to be banned. I mean, you know, I get it. You know, there's something else going on here. That's what I keep trying to say. They keep thinking that the battle is some file the right paperwork with the right judge in the right jurisdiction. Are you freaking kidding me? What a waste of time. If you're going to get involved in politics, well, of course, it needs to be local because they're filling these positions because real people out there are like working, you know? So are you guys looking to start filling up, you know, the county offices? Are you, see, I don't trust the vote. I've run for office a lot. I mean, Congress against John McCain for U.S. Senate, Secretary of State, I'm a big election fraud guy, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals arguing before my own oral argument as pro se, blah, 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 blah. I've been checked off all the boxes a bunch of times. And my point is that where the real battle is just public opinion. And if their opinion is, well, the shiny badge lab coat said, don't care. Don't freaking care. Go back to original principles, and are they fulfilling their promise? They're not. Now what? What's your now what? Are you running for office? Are you suing individuals in office? Are you? I mean, what's your mechanism?
We're working to hold legislators accountable.
How?
That's tough.
How?
You know, they all take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution.
So? They don't care?
Making it, we do everything we can to make it loud in the court of public opinion.
There
you
go.
Everything is, and so what do? We go on shows like yours. We talk about these issues. For example, yesterday, the president of St. Louis University bent to the will of some animal rights groups, PETA, by the way, which is one of the most radical, that basically strong-armed the university into banning the circus from performing at the university next week. And so the Chaffetz Arena, even though they have a binding contract and a legal agreement, so, you know, our member is the circus, and basically, unless they sue they're out of luck. You know, there's a clause in there that they'll receive some compensation for their loss of business. But, you know, the Chaffetz Arena was sold out for multiple nights.
Oh,
And not to mention that, it's depriving, you know, inner city kids and urban families from getting a chance to see an elephant up close and some big cats.
My thing is that these are market forces that decide. I mean, it's like the documentary Blackfish about the orcas that were abused and blah, blah, blah. You know, if you could do that, you want to go to the court of public opinion, peace. You know, you want to shame everybody that goes to a circus and you don't like it. And kind of, I just watched The Greatest Showman, you know, last night with my wife, with Hugh Jackman, about P.T. Barnum circus, whatever the hell. And they didn't even get into this. It was a freaking musical. I mean, you know, whatever. But the dancing elephants. But I'm just going, this is a decision made by individuals, not shiny badgers that are going to make the decision for me. That's what the Century of the Self thing. Kanye West did that. That was awesome. That is more damaging to the very forces that you're talking about than anything else. I highly recommend this series.
Well, the problem is a lot of these groups, like PETA and HSUS, are well-funded, and they betray well-intended animal people into donating money to them, and they use that money to basically destroy animal ownership.
And they're refunded, well-funded by whom?
People who donate money. Basically, you know, those ads that you see on television late at night with the Sarah McLachlan sad music, that is all propaganda to raise money. And a lot of people open up their checkbooks and they donate $19.95 a month to these organizations.
All right, who do you think is your greatest threat? Is it PETA? Is it Animal This? We Love Whatever, We Hate Rancher or something.com? I mean, what is it you're up against mostly?
Well, the most funded, well-funded organizations that are the most active right now are PETA and the Humane Society of the United States. And they're very actively legislatively and also in these PR campaigns that are lying to the American people. You know, you mentioned Blackfish. You mentioned, you know, the circus as well. But the problem is the American people are being lied to with these propaganda films. And, you know, honestly, these organizations and these institutions are so highly regulated. And, you know, you'd be insane to do anything to abuse an animal with the oversight that takes place. But they use these individuals that may not be operating above reproach and certain circumstances to vilify the entire industry.
And this happens
in agriculture, too.
Okay, this is what I did while you were talking. I go, all right, I'll just go in and put, you know who's always behind. Because it's a philosophy that's being supported here
to
bring down the individual. And the protections that our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, it was all this, it was a philosophy that was written down that we're going to do, and it was negotiated, and there's some problems, or whatever, but it was the philosophy of individual liberty. That was the point, okay?
Yeah.
Well, so what did I do? I go, all right, Humane Society, PETA, George Soros, okay? So I just put it in, boom, first story that comes up, here's what it says. Let's see. Like many protest groups today, such political terrorist groups, actually defined as such in congressional testimony, are supported by our legislative leaders who grant them tax-free status. They need that because many protesters and animal rights groups receive grants from tax-free foundations we support and by donations from movie stars we pay to see. And since 2005, we've learned more about people like Maurice Strong and George Soros and the Tides Foundation. Explore the links below. Animal rights groups from PETA and Humane Society are well-organized, and members seem unwittingly or otherwise obsessed. Every day, in some way, they are working to undermine our beliefs and constitutional rights. Both dog breeders and pet owners remain blind to the zoning, breed bans, multitude of dog ownership restrictions because we have no effective leadership at the national level. They are talking about dogs, breeders, the dog press. This is the same enemy for the same reasons that you have. It is to elevate something and bring something else in. And the thing is that what, you know, the dog, I think they're more like a side thing, or it's like, you know, they can put the poor dog and you need to get spayed and neutered and kind of on the late night TV and give us money. But the real focus is you. It is right. The ranchers and farmers. I've run for, you know, state office and Congress and all that kind of crap here in Arizona many times. And where do we get the libertarian freaking hell yeah? It's the ranchers and farmers in the rural areas in Arizona. They understand exactly what's going on. Where did Lavoie Finicum come from? Arizona.
Yep. You know, I attended my husband and I attended an event recently by Young Americans for Liberty, which is a libertarian organization. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but when I walked into the room, we were running a little bit late, and there were a bunch of speakers already, you know, doing their thing, and my breath was taken away because most of the room, filled with 400 people, were all young people, probably under the age of 25, 26. Libertarian, you know, mindset out there. They just want freedom. They just want liberty. And they don't want all this gobbledygook, as you have stated.
Hey, hold on. Maybe we'll be coming back to the network. Let's check and see.
.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, everybody take a looky-see and see what's up. Yeah, we haven't missed any of the show. I know the internet went down. See, man, I tell you, I suspect that there's going to be a bunch of going downs as we talk about kind of that's what it could be just a cock sucks. But, you know, what we're going to do is you go to the archive and you won't miss a little old thing, but the live show, we're back. Okay. Now, who we're talking to is Mindy Patterson. She represents the CalvaryGroup.com, and she's, hey, man, there's a, you know, the government had to, they pinky swore and promises and got documents to say and statutes that say, and they're, you know, being a little overzealous here in this enforcement of this rule, and they're just making it up as they go along, and judges kind of got to go, what the heck do you think they're there for? I mean, this is what, so we're looking, what are we up against? A philosophy. So what did I do? I put in PETA and Humane Society, National Humane Society, and our favorite, George Soros. So I put it, sure enough, here we go. Since 2005, we've learned more about people like Maurice Strong and George Soros and the Tides Foundation, Explore the Links Before. They're doing yada, yada, yada. Now, this is from dog breeders, but it's the same thing. It's a philosophy. It's a vector of 15 gazillion thousand points that they're coming at what? Individual liberty and freedom. And I think the target has always been, as we've been running this candidates and so on here in Arizona, when we go out to the rural areas and the ranches and the farms and the miners, kind of, where's Lavoie Finicum from? Arizona.
Yep.
We understand they're going after the water. They're going after the air. I mean, you know, they're going after everything here in Arizona. I'm sure up where you're at, there's all this federal jurisdiction of it's our water now, and you're not allowed. It's not even the state's, and it sure as hell not yours. So, I mean, hell, it rains here in Arizona. Not your rain. Goes down. It's kind of, you know, somebody else down that you're not allowed. Hey, God, man, rain on me. I'm collecting it. Nope, not allowed. What? You know, So it's a philosophy that we're up against. Now, you were telling us in the break, you're just starting to get into, there was some event that you went to in Libertarian or something. What? Go ahead and share that with the audience.
I'm just, you know, I get very concerned about our future in terms of young people. And so this event that we went to that was sponsored by Young Americans for Liberty was packed to the gills. These young people want freedom and liberty. They're hungry for that. And so they want to see candidates that are advancing the qualities and the ideals that you have been speaking about today on your show. Going back to what you said earlier, though, about Maurice Strong, the interesting thing about him is that you probably already know this, but he was on the board of the Humane Society of the United States for over 10 years.
Shocking.
So shocking. So, you know, in terms of what, you know, how we can help our members, again, this seems to be a heavy lift to get people on board to understand, why it's so important to understand what is really at stake here and why liberty matters, why freedom is important. You know, we need to mind our own business and get out of our neighbor's, you know, backyard. We've got too many people peeking over fences and people, you know, wanting to pass laws.
You know,
and regulations.
I don't really think so. I think that is being manifested as they are. I don't think, do you really think the neighbors kind of, they'll elevate the one lawn Nazi that's going to kind of, but it's only because they got the power of some agency. I can make a phone call and go get them. It's with the agenda of whatever. But are most Americans still, they're starting to gravitate their opinion more for rule me? Maybe, maybe not. But whether it is or not, they just want you to believe that it is.
In our theater of war, it happens way too much.
Yeah.
There's probably at least 7 to 10 illegal seizures of animals a week. And all of these are a result of anonymous tips and fraudulent
It's a tip of somebody went around with a clipboard.
Internet campaigns. I mean, Facebook is the bane of our existence. And these all result in law enforcement, which, by the way, the Humane Society of the United States across the U.S. is training law enforcement on these cruelty laws. So
okay, it was like Southern Poverty Law Center. Maurice Strong. Let's do a little Maurice Strong here. Maurice, I don't know. I mean, he's one of they, them, those. Got his start as an entrepreneur in Alberta oil patch and was president of the Power Corporation. So he was an energy guy. And in the early 70s, became secretary general of the United Nations Conference on Human Environment, blah, blah, United Nations guy. Okay? So here we have an oil guy becomes a United Nations guy, becomes We Love Animals guy. You know, it's a saying. Now, this is the warning I make with the students for this and that. And they're all, you're right. They're getting learnified and they get, but what are they supporting? What are they being supported by? It's the Coke industries. Now, Coke is, they use a lot of their influence in the Liberty community as a influence and a block of votes of, we want you to vote for this congressman. But in the end, they will definitely be voting for their oil energy interest. This is what's
referring to the Coke brothers, correct?
Yeah, right. So the Koch brothers, this is all about, you know, freedom, and there's a block of votes for freedom. We've got this freedom guy, and he's definitely going to, you know, we got our own interest of the oil. So this is, it's just like, I hate to see people go in, and if you're really pushing for anything that's counter to their interest, well, then, you know, that's not, they're just using liberty as an influence, as a voting block.
Right. No, I understand. I get it.
Which is fine. I mean, you know, like, liberty's liberty, but I just want to make sure people go in fully understanding. You know, you think they really spend these gazillions of dollars and doing all this because they love you and freedom? Hell no. They got their own interest. They just see this as a very powerful voting block. And that is also represented by what the Bundys and Finicum and you guys are doing, is that going, look, this is where the rubber meets the road. Here, we got clipboards walking up our driveway all the freaking time. Where are you guys? Because you're next.
Right. Well, and you were mentioning elections earlier. I think one of the most important elections that we need to also pay attention to are the elections of judges. We need to purge these activist judges as much as possible, because when we find ourselves in the courtroom, oftentimes the city prosecutors and the judges have been working together to see to it that through their view, it's so obvious that they have this ruling from the bench, so to speak, to basically put people down that they've already decided are guilty.
It doesn't matter the law. I got a philosophy of I can use and justify mental gymnastics of the Constitution, kind of, and we can do kilo decision of take your property. I mean, you know,
all the time.
All the time. And to think, so that's why you get the pushback from me when it's like, well, we got to get the right people. There is no right people. The problem is the power. It's the collectivized, centralized power to even do this, to have the federal government go to a state, or the federal government even go down to a county and say, here's legislation, you got it, and have it, and get the animals off the property because we're federal government, big shiny badge and tanks.
Well,
and I'm going,
amen to
what?
That. Well, and that's one of the things that, gosh, there's so much to talk about.
Go. We can go long till you're done. Get it done. I'm sorry taking up any time. Go.
One of the things I was going to say earlier was that, quite frankly, I don't think it's up to the federal government to be overseeing pet breeding industry.
Boom.
Or, you know, I mean, it's just absurd. But we're having to deal with, in order to keep our members in business, and functioning and able to make a living. And that's the heartbreaking thing of all of this. You know, we're up against this very emotional agenda of the animal rights movement. They paint this, you know, real awful picture of, of the animal-related businesses and all this stuff. But the real sad thing for from our view is that a lot of this takes away not only ownership of private property, but it's destroying people's livelihood. And a lot of these people who work in animal-related businesses live in the middle of nowhere. So what are they supposed to do if you've destroyed their way to make a living? You know, where do they go?
Bundy's.
And that's the whole, that really is the crux here, isn't it?
Bundy's. I mean, what happened? In the bat out in the middle of the freaking nothing desert of nothing, they build a life, and then here they come, and they start... One more rancher. Clive says, no. And then his kids come out, no. We brought up, no. And we add, no. Then they go to help Oregon, no, no. This is where it comes from. It comes from exactly this. You leave them no choice. And then there's an opportunity for the people to demonstrate support. And they didn't anticipate that. Then they go to a jury appeared and say, not guilty in your lying sacks of snot. Well, they didn't even get to do that. I think it was the judge. They just had to throw it out because it was so prosecutorial misconduct on so much stuff. This is so bad that I want to make sure that, one, we want to help and we're very supportive. I'm sure you can tell that. The problem is I know you need to keep them in business, but that's exactly what Bundy's were doing for decades until they finally got what they wanted. We got to protect the tortoises, and then they euthanize them. I mean, seriously, they're just so bad.
It is.
We're going to talk. We're going to go long a little bit here. Go to the archive, and what kind of solutions might we have and we can help? We'll be right back.
Why did you move to...
All right. Anything you want to leave get said, go ahead. And we gave out the web page before. Let's do that again. TheCalvaryGroup.com. What do you think is your most effective pushback? What has been, is it elections? Is it opinion? Is it changing laws out in some judge that was bad guy? Where's the win?
Well, we can't fight back without members. So we are a member-driven organization. So what we're about is protecting the rights of the individuals at the end of the day. Like I said, we're about trying to keep people in business, but that's a very loaded statement.
I know. Sign this paper, agree to this, and we get a little bit, and you'll get it another decade, and we'll get you later.
But, instead of just constantly playing catch-up, we want the opportunity to use these instances to educate the American people as to what is going on. And you said it in the first line of the opening statement of your show today. You said it's not about the animals. If they can come for your animals, they can come for your kids, they can come for your house, they can come for everything else. That's what they're doing. What happened to Lavoie Finicum, what happened to the Bundys, what is happening to our members can happen to anybody. But the problem is, a lot of this is being shielded from the general public by the mainstream fake news. And so it's the American people are being lied to daily.
Okay, Donna's correcting me. I want to make sure I get this right.
Okay.
It's cavalry, not cavalry.
It's spelled like the military infantry, not
right.
The church.
Cavalry. Well, she wrote it down wrong. So she's sitting there, she's always giving me crap about it. I always say stuff wrong, But I'm going, I don't know, that's what it says here. And I spelled it wrong. So it was her. All right. So cavalry, CAVALRY group.com.
Correct.
Right. So I got on air. Well, my fault.
But it sounds the same, so no one would know.
Yeah,
so
I gotta be able to spell it when they go to the freaking search engine. They'll get you there anyway. But so you have membership that is going to do what? See, that's why they do it at a federal level to be able to go down to the local level, and then they give the local guy. And that's all this Agenda 21 stuff and everything. We've been covering this stuff for a long time.
I know,
and
I love it, and I am going to regularly tune in. I really like your show.
Thank you.
We do three things for our members. We protect their right to we basically provide immediate access to legal defense to protect against illegal search and seizure. That's one thing. Secondly, we stop all of this aggressive onslaught of animal rights-driven legislation at the local, state, and federal level. I mean,
back.
What's that?
They'll be back.
Oh, they will be back.
You stop them one day. Here they come again.
Here
they come again. Here they come again.
You bet.
I've been through this.
We're ready.
I give you an example. So your audience and your supporters know this. I just want to, you know, throw another log on the fire here.
Sure.
When I was doing, I started doing radio in 03. Here there was a big fire in northern Arizona, Sholo, Obergarden kind of thing. And people up there, you know, they got access to heavy equipment and they got an incentive and it's my freaking house and farm and I know what needs to be and you wouldn't let us do any controlled burns. You wouldn't let us clear anything in the forest. And then when it went freaking stupid and now you're claiming more jurisdiction, you're not allowed and your house burns. So they're going, God, this is bad. No, we're up against a federal government that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about and they wouldn't even allow us to go do the work to save our death. And am I free or not? Oh, for your sake, a bullshit, okay?
Right.
Ooh, did I say that loud? So then they go, we're going to go and advocate for we need freedom of and taking care and manage our own land and suck it. Well, she introduced another woman just like you, you know, that had, you know, a ranch or farm up in northeastern Arizona and kind of came across all this stuff. But back then, she goes, just look this up. Green Cross. Have you ever heard of the Green Cross?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is for the audio. This is good, good. I mean, I go, what? It was the beginnings of the Kyoto Protocol and all this other environmental UN thing, because you go, what happened to Mikhail Gorbachev when the Soviet Union fell? Where did he go? He just disappeared? Is he on some, you know, Cayman Island, you know, with his Polynesian babes or something? I mean, where did he go? Well, the Presidio, which is was a naval installation or something, San Francisco, Oakland area, they privatized it, and they just given out offices to, I don't know, whatever the heck they were doing. One of those offices went to Mikhail Gorbachev, had an office called the Green Cross here in the U.S. at a former Navy base or something. I'm like, what? Then that got incorporated into the United Nations. So if you put Green Cross, Mikhail Gorbachev, it'll blow up all over the place. And what they did is they, you know, they always call it watermelons, green on the outside, red in the middle. I mean, that kind of thing. So what they did is they go, the environmental, and this is the mid-90s, the Arizona Breakfast Club that had been around 40-something years, they were doing, before the internet, when it was fax machines and so on, they had meetings in the early 90s and, you know, from the 60s on for decades, you know, trying to, you know, John Birch of Trilateral CFR and all the conspiracy stuff, and then you find out, I mean, they were right? Holy crap! Well, what they did is they go, environmentalism is the new socialist flagship. And it's environmentalism, you know, the animal thing. This is a philosophy, and that's just the tip of the spear that they're using for this. And it goes to Mikhail Gorbachev, goes to the United Nations, and it became Agenda 483, whatever the hell they're going to do. And it was a philosophy, and they went down to the local municipal and county levels, states, to do it. And as libertarian activists, when the internet first started getting going in the early 90s, and we started realizing the exact same gun control legislation, environmental stuff, animal, you know, farmer, all that stuff was the same, and it hit the entire country at every municipal level. And only the libertarian activists could see, what the hell? Look what we're doing. Hey, we got the exact same legislation, the same word for word, the same philosophy, the same people are being supported, the same people. Because if you're a gazillionaire, Soros, they, them, those guys, you know, it doesn't matter if it's him, there's always another guy behind him. And don't think you get rid of Soros going to make any difference.
Exactly.
Hungry, you know, Hungary may kick him out, but, you know, so what? So there's a big, long line of these guys that are there to rule you. So that's my problem when people go, I'm not being ruled right. There is no being ruled right. That's not, that's the whole freaking point. You know, the whole experiment of America was to not be ruled. You're free to do whatever. Let me finish this one point and then I get your comment. When you go and you campaign for office as libertarians, the Democrat will do, I can run and rule you and your life and better than, you know, anybody else. And the Republican goes, well, I can do it better than them and whatever. And that's my plan. And then the libertarian will go, well, what's your plan? I got to tell you what my plan. Here's my plan. You ready? To have, you get to have your own plan. How about that? Peace out. You know what my plan is? You get to have your own plan. You know, is this mic on? I'm going golfing. I mean, you know, this is, it's so simple, but they want to make it complicated. They want to make it, they have some reason. And all this time they're talking about, you know, it's always like the water. Well, who's screwing up the water? Who's screwing up the forest? Who's screwing up, you know, the resources of the planet? Who is that? It's a, by some license or permit that they give to their buddies, and you're not allowed to do it, where the people actually own their property, hundreds if not thousands of acres. They've been doing it for generations, and they're showing it can be done, and that is the problem. We don't want the demonstration that it can be done. We need to get rid of these icons of the America West, a cowboy, Lavoie Finicum. You feel me?
Amen. Awesome. I love everything you just said. That was awesome. You know, our framers knew that if we lose private property, the country would collapse,
yep.
as you said, in this American experiment. And so it is up to us to defend our rights as individuals. And that is the most important thing. That is the crux of all, is that we need to fight for our rights as individuals and not the collective. Everybody's falling for this, as you said, all these different false facades that are masquerading as do-gooders, as whatever it is they want to hear, and it's going to swallow us up and spit us out.
How are you associated with Red Pill Expo and G. Edward? How did you get part of that? Where did that come from?
Dan Happel. I met Dan several years ago. He had me on his show. I met him at the Republican National Convention. We became fast friends, and he has had me on his show a number of times. So,
well, see, this is when G. Edward and I... You know, we go back and did the train to Jekyll Island kind of stuff back in the day and had him on a bunch of times, kind of big fan, okay?
Yep.
But the point is that it seems like a generational thing. It's a nostalgia deal. We got to get back to the background and go, hey, man, it wasn't that great to begin with, okay? Declaration, Bill of Rights, I'm hip to that, but all this, you know, I read the Constitution for the first time in the late 80s. I'm like 28 years, 29 years old. I'm just getting started. I'm like, something's wrong, man. My father's company, it's a long story, but I go and I actually read it, and I go, this sucks. This is, what is the freaking power. Now, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, I can see, and you do some history, and you kind of see what's going on. But that was a flawed document. On many levels, you know, forget the slavery thing. Well, don't forget it. But I mean, that's not, you know, there's all kinds of other problems, but it was a compromise like you wouldn't believe, but it created the mechanism by which they are, you know what the Constitution is? It's a document that says they can't do all the stuff they're doing. That's what it is.
Right.
And they just do it. And they justify it because we're doing it.
It's the rule of law.
So I need to know with G. Edward and these guys and Patrick Wood and so on. Patrick lives here in the Valley. We're good friends. But I tell you, what's the solution? Well, we're going to have the Freedom Force come together and go whip ass. All right. How? How are you whipping? Is it a general opinion? Or is it voting? Are you participating in the process? Are you filing a lawsuit? I got over a dozen law. I've argued before the Ninth Circuit, oral argument. I got an argument. I'm pounding, man, whatever. But it was all for me was to get them to say it. I just want them to say it. They're never going to rule it. I don't care. I just want them to say it. Say it. I wanted it documented. I wanted to get it on record. I wanted the paper files in the paperwork. They said it. I just, we understand what we're up against now. We got it. I got a whole bunch of stories. That's why I'm on the air. This is what I know. I don't think I know. I know. These guys cannot be trusted. I want to help you when it comes to letting people know what the real problem is and what your enemy is, then what? Is it a voting thing? I love that G. Edward and these guys are out there doing some whip ass. A lot of the speakers I've known, I've been, you know, G. Edward had an event here a couple of years ago we went to. I get it. But I'm looking for the solution. So I'm throwing it to you. You know, go ahead and help us out, Mindy. You know, I need to know, what is your next battle? What is it? Through the ramparts, grit the teeth, eye of the tiger, we're going to get some. What is it?
Well, again, it's all about our protection of private property. And we do so in a three-prong approach, legally, legislatively, PR, which I didn't have a chance to mention earlier. You know, we're constantly writing articles, going on radio shows and television to educate the public. But I think that a lot of these things, if I were to say to your listeners, it is all sort of encapsulated in this Ronald Reagan quote. If some among you fear taking a stand because you are afraid of reprisals from customers, clients, or even government, recognize you're just feeding the crocodile, hoping he'll eat you last. Do not be afraid to push back. Do not be afraid to take a stand. I think that, you know, we can't hide. You know, look, I'm not doing this for my health. This is hard stuff. This is, every day is difficult, and it is sometimes unnerving, and it's weary. And I think that, you know, we're doing this for the future generations so they can live free and have the opportunity to live in a free country the way you and I grew up. I'm your contemporary. I'm just a year younger than you. It was a wonderful time to grow up in this country, and yet it was not without challenges. But we have to continue to educate the American people as to what freedom is. What is liberty?
You know,
because
this is
what know.
This is what Ron Paul made a big thing in the 08 campaign. He was saying that, you know, we need to do this now while we still even have an inkling of our heritage or what the words even mean. Yeah. You know, it's this newspeak kind of George Orwell in 1984 crap that we don't even know what the hell this stuff means anymore.
Yeah.
And that was why I head down and plowed on that. We were involved in Ron Paul. I'm the one that created the Ron Paul Lovolution logo. Back in, you know, it was the 06 campaign. I, you know, was running for Secretary of State then, and we had still voting. You know, it was a big question mark, and the V in voting was the V for Vendetta. I'm like, you're still voting? And I'm running for Secretary of State. Well, it was voted the most popular sign in the newspaper. And they just like, and I only put up a couple hundred of them, and they were just like, wow, I could see the worm turning. But one of the logos was that Lovolution thing. And when Ron said he was going to run, and he had already spoken at two of three Freedom Summits that he spoke at prior to that. So I knew what he was going to do. He's going to be, yeah, I'm a libertarian. They're going to go, yeah, you're really a libertarian. Yeah, and you're really a statist. So, you know, kiss it. So this was, I understood that was going to be an enormous movement. And people were going, Ernie, how did you know? And of course, my response is, how the hell did you not know? What the hell were you looking at? What were you waiting for? What did you think was going to happen? With the internet and people to be able to communicate and be able to have an opinion and express it, they are screwed. They don't see what's coming. Well, it came. So then what do? Echo chamber. They control your Facebook. They control you. They're not your friends or Zuckerbergs. They control the search engines. They delete YouTube channels. This is going on now. So what's the tech on PiratesWithoutBorders.com? You go in the communications over there. It's all about decentralized node sharing like blockchain and, you know, nodes on, doing Bitcoin and so on, the mechanism by which you can put data up and it's distributed all over the planet and they can never, ever take it down. Censorability goes away. Communication's easy. Cheap transactions of value with cryptocurrencies. This is the central bank and the war machine. These guys, they're losing control. So yep. What do? They got to amp it up on people living independently on the land.
Yes.
You are the final threat.
Yep. That's right.
I'm hip, man. I'm on your side. I see what's coming. But when you go, all right, now what? Let's go vote. Let's file another lawsuit. I mean, these are things you should do and I've done. I mean, I get it. But my thing is don't ever think, ever think that if you don't have the people's opinion on your side, that even if you get an elected president, even if you get a majority of Congress at what you want, it will not survive those spending gazillions of dollars to get back in charge of their shiny badge department of whatever. The
yeah.
problem is that the shiny badge department. Get rid of these agencies. Get rid of this collectivized power, because the power always brings in the sociopaths. And that's the one thing that I am in disagreement with a lot of people. We got to get back to the Constitution. Hell, that's what did it. You know, it was the philosophy behind it that was our defense. If you don't have that, they just use the Constitution to beat you over the head with it.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Well, I think that your main punch in what you've just shared is a very courageous effort, which is what prompted the founding of America. And it was based on divine providence. And so what also founded an optimism which brought with it this promise of liberty. I mean, Americans don't even know what it is that they don't have. I guess that's really, I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but they don't. They don't even know what liberty means. They don't know what freedom is. They're just following along in the system.
Century
you know,
of
Americans
the
are just trying to keep their head above water and make a living and feed their family and drive to work. And they don't even realize what's swallowing them up and swallowing up their paychecks. And, you know, they're just trying to survive and let alone fight for liberty and freedom. I mean, this is, it's crazy. It's a two-edged sword here where people, you know, it's a full-time job to swashbuckle.
You know, this is what I'm going to do. This is going to be awesome. All right. I'm going to play, before I let you go, the opening, like a minute or so, of the Century of the Self intro, okay?
Oh, awesome.
Just so you guys know, Man, if you understand this, you have way better understanding of what you're up against and how bad this has been for how long. Mm-hmm. Century of the Self. This is, you go to the end, you go, holy crap. And you can see why Kanye West saying, you know, Mr. I love me some Trump guy doing this. And you go, see, the doc, they kept taking it down. They took 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 it down. I kept putting it up, putting it up, putting it up, putting it up. And now it's starting to get to where they can't take it down anymore with the new technology. All right. So listen to this. It'll only be like a minute or so into this whole freaking thing here of 4 hours.
It was put forward by Sigmund Freud. He had discovered, he said, primitive sexual and aggressive forces hidden deep inside the minds of all human beings. Forces which, if not controlled, led individuals and societies to chaos and destruction. This series is about how those in power have used Freud's theories to try and control the dangerous crowd in an age of mass democracy. At the heart of the story is not just Sigmund Freud, but other members of the Freud family. This episode is about Freud's American nephew, Edward Bernays. Bernays is almost completely unknown today, but his influence on the 20th century was nearly as great as his uncle's. Because Bernays was the first person to take Freud's ideas about human beings and use them to manipulate the masses. He showed American corporations for the first time how they could make people want things they didn't need by linking mass-produced goods to their unconscious desires. Out of this would come a new political idea of how to control the masses. By satisfying people's inner selfish desires, one made them happy and thus docile. It was the start of the all-consuming self, which has come to dominate our world today.
The Century of the Self. Now, just that intro, you're going, oh, what up with that, huh?
Exactly. Wow. And it's a culture war. I mean, when I listen to that, it really is where we are today. And we've been lured into this century of self. And actually, part of it almost sounds like, I don't know if you've ever read The Naked Communist, but it's basically exposing communism and restoring freedom in by educating people as to what communism is by Cleon Skousen. Anyway, but look, for many generations, people have been called to defend liberty when challenged. And this is our time to step forward into the fray to defend freedom and liberty for generations to come. As I said, you know, we're not doing this within our theater of war for fun. But we jumped into this because we saw that it was a very deceptive agenda that was working to steal private property from individuals and hardworking Americans. And we learned that firsthand when my husband and I worked to fight against an HSUS ballot initiative in 2010, and then my involvement in the horse industry. From there, we were aware of many illegal seizures by the same agency of HSUS. So I say agency, they're a non-governmental agency, NGO. But it just was this very egregious, deceptive way in which everything was happening. And it falls right along the lines of what you just shared. People are the century of the self. I can't wait to listen to the whole thing because it really...
No, it's a video. It was a BBC series, a four-part series. And yeah. I'm telling you, man, it is... Mindy, I really encourage your people. It shows you how long ago they made a decision to control the masses, and it goes up from the beginning up to about during the Reagan administration. What had happened is they understood that there was a pushback, and it was going to be on. Yeah, I was showing the pirate ship to everybody. No. It was a mechanism by which they can control the masses to do what they wanted, and they started to see that there was a pushback from the people, and they saw this conservatism thing coming, and that was Reagan and Thatcher, and then they more control mechanisms, and here comes the Facebooks and the Googles and the YouTubes, and I mean this exact same battle is going on. But what you find out when you go through this stuff, and a lot of people at Red Pill know this, you know, G. Edward Griffin and Patrick Wood and Tom DeWeese and all these guys, Kiyosaki, all these guys know that it's not the same kind of people. Oftentimes it's the same people that we've been going up against for decades, if not generations, the same people. And then, of course, at least the same families or same groups or same cartels or same. It is a philosophy. They're beating us over the head with it, and they know they got us in their corral when they put a border around your mind and say, it's only this jurisdiction of this country or this county or this state, and you got to go through this mechanism, vote this way, file in this court, doing this. I mean, I'm going, so from out of the blue, blindsides, and some hip hop artist producer says, you need to watch Century of the Self, and I like Trump and I'm black. Boom! That just, I want, holy crap! So what am I going to do? I'm going to put Century of the Self up and, you know, the tag. I can do that right now. I'm going to put that up there for people that go. You go to the, I'll put it, where's Donna? Donna would come here and she'd take care of that while we're talking. So this is going to be, we'll put it in the link for the archive for today's show. Go ahead and put Century of the Self in the link of the today's show archive, you know, and Century of the Self up by itself, up by Kanye West thing up here, and embed it into the Kanye West story up here, Century of the Self, so people have it right there. Okay? So Kanye West story on its own in today's archive third hour. Got it? Boom! See how easy it was? Push the Donna button. All right. So this is going to be available for you guys to watch. Then I will be satisfied that I've given enough information for your group and organization to understand what you're really up against. It's a philosophy, but it's all-encompassing at every level. That's why they spend trillions with a T dollar over generations of mandatory youth indoctrination camps, a.k.a. Yes. The government schools. Yes. This is, you know, I just had a story yesterday of one, one district school in somewhere in the Midwest somewhere, they're going to a four-day school week because of budgets and whatever, and they go 4 days. I go, good, make it a one-day, make it a none-day. I mean, yes. You know, I'm...
Exactly.
Hell, that's where the problem is, you know. Yep. So this is, what else do you want to share with the audience, and how else can we help you?
Well, since you brought up the education, I think that's really where the future of our country is. We homeschooled our daughter, and I'm really glad that we did.
Yeah.
Because we started off in public schools and quickly recognized what a snare that was. It's just gotten worse and worse.
How old is she now?
She's 25.
What does she think?
Oh, she's a conservative, but she's a Ron Paul fan.
Yeah.
She just wants freedom and liberty, you know, and she's actually helped her mom and dad, helped us see through some of this stuff because we ourselves were in a very restricted mindset about what the solution was. And here was our own daughter, you know, telling us, no, that is not the solution. That is not what we need.
Well, what was she saying? What track did she pull you from?
What solutions were. I mean, the solution didn't come from a quote-unquote better government. You know, everybody just runs to improving a system that is doomed to fail.
Oh, thank you, daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Dana.
Dana, good job, Dana. You know, this is, see, the thing is I'm completely sympathize on both levels here of what's going on, because I went through it too. And this is and literally I did this, and this is why I complain about this a lot. I go, I want to get the idea that you need to go to the blue pages first before you do anything stricken from our collective memory. I mean, from America, the mindset. And a lot of these young guys, like maybe even your daughter, doesn't even know what the hell I'm talking about. You know what the blue pages are, right?
Yes.
So when you go in the phone book for the young guys, you have yellow pages. And in a metropolis like, you know, Phoenix, you got, you know, like big giant white pages, like 3-4 inches thick. In the front of it, itty bitty, you know, few pages, sliver of the blue pages. Yep. And the blue pages are all the government agencies.
Yeah.
Well, what's the first thing you do? My father's doing some export of kind of whatever in a camping trailer for motorcycle. You make how can't travel. Blah, blah. Dad, you got to get, we need to get in the information of and kind of go to the blue pages. Well, where's the Department of Government? I get a permission slip to kind of, that was my first biggest mistake, but it sent me down a path I could see. Holy crap. Yeah. Government and the media, and they're all there to serve this ruleless thing that's coming internationally. And that, I'm going, holy crap, because I read a law called the Omnibus Trade Competitiveness Act of 88. It's like an inch-thick law, and it was fascism just written down. And I go, I know what this is. Heck, at junior high, they told me, you mix business and government to the point you can't tell the difference. That is fascism. And that was it. And I'm going, oh, I see where this is going. That's when I became an activist in the late 80s, because I just had my fourth child. And now I have 11 grandkids. So I'm going, I said, by the time our children are our age, at that time, it was 2016. So this is like 1988. And I'm going, Donna, my wife, I'm saying, by the time our kids are our age, it's going to be totally different. I see where this is going. And we got to, man, we got to start defending. We got to start doing it now. So we did. We lived poorly, pulled our kids out of school. They went to private school and high school. We did kind of, you know, whatever. So my thing was, when it hit 2016, all of a sudden, I'm in the dead zone. What happens after that? I was pretty sure what was going to happen up to then. But now what? I have no freaking idea, but it's going to come down to what you're doing, and it's just opinion. Well, what does that opinion manifest in? Bundy's, Lavoie, Oregon. You know, this, it's just sometime, at some point, the last ones push back. Well, it exposed them for what those are doing. So now what? Well, we're going to go fix it? There's no fixing it. California wants us to secede. I'm like, good, we're next. I mean, you know, I don't care. You know, this is because of nostalgia. We've got to keep America together. Why? What do I care? They're not doing me any good. You know, I it's just a mindset. So I hate this idea that we're going to go fix it somehow. But the American experiment, the promise, the documents that we're supposed to be adhering to, that was a great advancement in human freedom and human opinion of what can, an inspiration for the rest of the world, that shining light on the hill thing. So I'm going, yes, there are, you know, people that can use that as a rallying cry to bring together an opinion, but don't think that the flag itself or the government itself or make America great again, you know, really means anything if you don't know what the hell America or great means. So he goes, make America, well, America what? America inner interest, America foreign pie, America Inc., America culture, America people. I'm, what the hell is America? And great, great what? How big a mushroom cloud you have? Until you tell me, we do the Trump Report every Thursday for almost 3 years. And a supporter, a Ron Paul guy, one dude, doctor here comes in the studio and we do his Trump Report. Now I'm like, woohoo, go get some Trump Report. Well, I'm going, okay. Now we got Trump Report. America and great. Somebody going to tell me what that means? Then you hear Reagan was saying it a lot. Clinton was saying it a lot. I got clips of them, make America great again. Same exact verbiage. And each one of them had a different definition of what the heck that meant. And until I know what Trump means by it, don't mean nothing to me. So I'm just, it comes down to we as individuals have to fight our own little anarchist battles in our own area and collectivize or share forces or overlap or encourage each other, like with cavalry. I'm going to make sure I get it right here. God, where's that piece of paper? All right, the Cavalry Group. There we go. TheCavalryGroup.com, CAVALRY. Now, the Cavalry Group, this is where we can come together, help someone that's got an interest. They got an example. I got a neon flashing right here. What's up? So I'm okay. Then what? You know, is it local? Is it that county? Is it that one thing? And that's what the Bundys are doing here in Nevada, here in Oregon. We're going to make them this one itty bitty living space right here. We're going to make an example and show you what's going on everywhere. And Ammon, they were on it. We've had him on for hours. He'd just give us what fur. I understand. But to think that if you win in that county, it's not going to matter. Where do they hit the hammer? Wherever the nail is sticking up highest.
Yep.
Arizona has been, you know, we got Lavoie, boom, hammered, boom, shot. This is, the hammers are coming. Well, what do we do? Well, there's tools. That's what PiratesWithoutBorders.com is. Every one of those stories in there are empowerment, technology for the individual to be able to communicate, to make your own energy, to make your own food and water, to make your own healthcare products, to make your own education, your own freaking robots, transportation, flying cars are coming. So now what? That's, I live on a ranch. Hell, I don't live in a ranch here. We're already looking at land in the West Valley. I mean, woohoo, because I'm going to get me a flying car, damn it. So
well,
this,
I think it's also important to add that words matter. You know, I as I'm listening to you and you have such an awesome understanding and message for your listeners, I think that it's important to understand history and why were our founders prompted to found America and this idea of
for these reasons.
It was because of tyranny.
The crown.
And we need to remind people and not be afraid to use that word. There are tyrannical acts happening every single day. It's tyranny. You know, I said I called it overreach earlier, and that's too soft of a word. This is tyranny. So many people are up against this aggressive attack against their way of life.
So we got to be aggressive.
It's wrong.
See, the Bundys were freaking. I knew what was going to happen. I mean, I told them on. You go listen to John. I'm like, well, you know where this goes. They don't care. They go, yep, bring it on. You know, this we have nothing else to. Here we go. Come get us. Well, of course, they had to seed them with people that were bad and doing that, which always happens. You always got the infiltrator. But they were very good. But they understood where this was going. So they, from the beginning, we're not the ones brandishing and doing. We're just kind of here in Constitution. Well, the government doesn't like that, and they'll do whatever they can to stop. Well, what happens? Alternative media. We've been covering it. We put it up. It's just the pressure, the empowerment of the individual to be able to share this kind of information. The century of the self. You watch that, and you go, holy crap, and it gets more and more pertinent as you get into the later ones. And they have them up there. The one that's up there is freaking all 3-4 hours of it. So I want to help, and I will end it on this. Now, I want to make sure that people know where to go. It's thecavalrygroup.com, C-A-V-A-L-R-Y. But and this is one of the pushbacks that I get from G. Edward and Patrick and a lot of the other guys. They're like, yeah, we'll let Ernie come, and he can kind of show that, but he's not really about for voting and stuff. Because even the Ron Paul Revolution, they were like, you never saw it said vote Ron Paul. I was not about the voting. I don't give a crap about voting. It was in 8 and even in 12, my goal was how long can we keep them up on that podium? That's all I cared about. You just keep saying what you're saying. What happened? Guy, don't care. Podium. You just keep yakking. I wanted him to go to the vote, to the convention, and he traded off. I was not supportive of him pulling out at the last minute. Sure as hell ran and endorsing Ron, all that crap. This is all the more reason why I don't have nothing to do with politicking. I am not here to play that game. I am here for people to be able to be exposed to these ideas. And what you're doing is the manifestation of education. They know what's happening. They get in and they hear this show and they go to the century of the self. But what else? Elections? Lawsuits? You have any county that you're fending off the bad guys with an election of a new slate of county commissioner supervisors? What? Mm-hmm. Well, how's your county?
Everything is definitely churning and burning in our own backyard. I mean, as it is everywhere. They've implemented this strong strategy of basically taking over this at the local, state, and federal levels, like you've just said. So what's the solution? Again, it's, as you said earlier, it's really a PR battle. We've got to get into the public opinion and educate the American people as to what freedom and liberty really is. And the rest will take care of itself, in my opinion. People need to understand.
Well, they have to institutionalize it. So it goes like this. It's building permit codes. It's United Nations of agenda of whatever the hell for the water, this, that. And they take and they codify it and they put it down. I saw this happening in the early 90s. They take it and they put it into the actual permitting system for wells and drainage and your housing and how big and how small and what kind and all. I mean, all that came in as a philosophy. Then they create a department and inspectors. The growth of government has gotten, oh my goodness, since the time that I've been paying attention. But you could see the infrastructure there. You could change the supervisor. You can change the city councilman. You can change, but you still got the bureaucracy there. You still got the town manager. You still got the and they are going to get funded. And then what do? Here you have the unions of the fire, the police, the municipal workers of initiative of you going to fund us first and gosh darn it and get the taxpayers and fully fund. Our pension is not, it's underfunded. And we're going to get some more money.
It's a system that defies common sense.
I don't care about common sense.
It defies standard animal husbandry. You know, we've got these bureaucrats that are coming in and telling people how to raise their animals. And they're being influenced by an agenda from these people who don't want people to own animals.
Yeah, it's like The Martian with Matt Damon. They're sitting there and he's like keeping himself alive, growing potatoes. And they go, hey, this is how you should do it. You know what? I'm the smartest guy on this whole planet. And you can suck it, man. You're not here.
Yep, exactly.
And they want to rule you on Mars, and they will try, just like they're trying to do the ranches and farms here. And you think you're going to be free, and you go anywhere in the universe. You're a human being, and DNA came in this, and we rule you somewhere, something you're not allowed. It's an attitude, and I want to make sure that what you're doing and the people that are trying, it is a long-term philosophical, we all understand and agree, or don't even have to all agree, other than just leave me alone-ism, on the solution. And I don't want the solution to be ruled better inspectors, on my side inspectors. Then it turns into get rid of my competition, call on him, he's doing his milk wrong. You know,
I don't know what, if there is just one short answer to this. Is there a reset button? I don't know.
Now, I remember in the mid-90s, early 90s, there was a guy, it was the Refounding Amendment. Their whole point was to try and have a reset in every 10 years or so, and all the laws went away. We went back to whatever. And then, of course, we had the Constitutional Caucus or Convention thing that Bob Schultz was doing. And then as he went through this redress of grievance, that's why, you know, G. Edward and I know each other. We went to the Jekyll Island thing. But I'm just going, you know, his whole thing was they have to answer our redress of grievance. You know, we're sitting going, so this is what the government did. Finally, after all the years of doing it, this is what the government said. They go, yep, we agree that you have the right to petition your government for redress of grievance, but there's no obligation that we have to answer you.
Right.
And I'm like, well, there you go. See, I'm not for, it's just a technology is going to be a big part of freeing us, but it comes down to the land, because it doesn't matter how much you're able to produce your own food, your own energy, your own transport, your own, if you want to just have a nice view and live in this is my fence and you're not allowed. Nope. You got too much land and got, then, you probably know about this. A few years ago, I'm in Washington, a friend of mine has a farm up there, and all of a sudden, you know, one of the neighbors built a silo, and then you had the inspector guy, and kind of, okay, yeah, whatever, you know, and done. Then here comes a guy with a GPS thing on his back, and he's out there doing, who are you? They were from the government, the federal whatever department of we track and GPS mark all food storage. And I go,
oh boy.
Wow. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm with you. All right. What's one thing you're go away, want people to do for you, sign up for, get, how can we help? When we're gonna have you on again, you know, let's do it.
Well, we're a member-based company. So in order for us to function and protect the rights of the individual, of each of our members, including anyone new that wants to sign up and contribute to our efforts, we're about protecting and defending their individual right to private property and their animal-related businesses, and that includes hunters and agricultural concerns, legally, legislatively, and in the court of public opinion within a PR realm as well. So we are out there working hard to keep the wolves at bay.
Very cool. All right, let me go ahead and look at this, see if Donna's got that up. I want to check the show and see if she's got that. There it is right there. Mindy Patterson, I click. We go into the third hour. We have all the information for today's archive, all the information and the links, you know, for her and her organization. And then,
that's wonderful. Thank you.
You know, it's a hour 3 webpage, the Cavalry Group, cavalrygroup.com. It has all the information here. And then, Donna's yet to put up the or that show. Well, I can get it. I know how. Damn it.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and we'll definitely link you up on our website. Will I see you in Spokane in June?
Yeah. No, we plan on going. Yeah, okay. I may be. I think you're going to have me do a media thing or something, but we'll be doing the. Oh, that's what we can do. Friday, I'm bringing my remote. You know, we have a remote equipment. So I'm going to bring a remote, and we're going to set up on Friday morning. You make sure you come by. It'll be early because, you know, it's 9 to noon Eastern. But we're going to be doing the show out there and declared our independence. You can hear it all over the place because that's just what I do. So you come by and visit. I guarantee freaking tea. I'll put you on at least for a segment, kind of tell what's up on the show there live from Red Pill Expo.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate everything you're doing. And how are things looking for 2016 for your, what you're working on in terms of...
You mean 2018?
And 2018. I'm sorry. Did I say 2016? I meant 2018. For Ron Paul and all the campaigns that you aren't working on.
Well, this is... Yeah. We're kind of in the same, boat as you are. It has become obvious to me it's opinion.
Yeah.
If you don't have the right opinion of people, then it doesn't matter if you even get an election, you get someone in, because it doesn't matter. They'll just,
right.
Go to the next guy next time. That's why we beat them back. We're done. No, you're not, because the next, session that the council, they just do it in a different way and call it something else. And it's, Patriot Act or, Freedom Four Act or,
right.
We Love the Children Act or whatever the heck it is. It's always the opposite of whatever they call it. That's why they went from the War Department to the Department of Defense and started doing war. I'm like, wow. So
exactly.
Our whole thing is exactly what you were talking about. Education of the people, what the real enemy is. Once you understand that, at least you can start making decisions that have a longer term effect or put yourself outside of that. But if you're got land and animals, you are the most vulnerable. And God forbid you have children,
Yeah.
Oh, and you homeschooled them too,
Yep.
So this is, the attack vectors are amazing. And these guys have absolutely no conscience or empathy for their sociopaths.
Yep.
It attracts them, and they'll say, oh, well, we love, and they prey on the attitude of soccer mom to donate to the, little kitten that doesn't whatever. And I'm going, this is where we have to intellectually outthink them. Well, that's what's happened with blockchain technology. It's what's happening. Pirates Without Borders. Just go to piratesoutborders.com and click on the categories on the right, and you'll just see all the tech. And the only thing that is in common with them is how this particular device or technology, software, hardware, Berkey filter, or aquaponic, we got aquaponics here and geodesic domes that we make ourselves, a stamp press in our barn. I have my own nickel iron battery carbon nanotube production blah blah lab that I got. I got crypto miners going. We had goats, but they ate my trees, and the heck with them. And then we have, the chick. We're living it. Because we understand the decentralization nature of tech, that's what I see as the future. That's what's happening, is our individuals are being able to do it, except the land. That's why we had to have a pirate ship, because you can't be independent if they got you corralled and you think a fence is keeping them out, and they're going, nope, we got you locked in because you're so tied to that land. We can get you to do whatever with a permit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's, it's, gosh, I, and this is a whole nother, show, but we have members that have been locked down and shut down because they have been denied a conditional use permit in which they have been allowed and renewed their said conditional use permit for 20, 30 years. They've been ranching cattle in Salina, Kansas. I could go on and on.
No, this is what the Bundys are all about.
Member
They're going
after member after member that have been, all of a sudden, the planning and zoning department in their prospective city or the city council, they're being denied a conditional use permit to do what they've been doing forever.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, they're having to sue to defend themselves.
Yeah, so what was the problem?
Property.
What was the problem?
There was no problem.
No, it's the permit.
Oh, well, it is the permit. Yeah.
It's the mindset of, look, I got my, and it's like when you open a business or you do whatever, you're so proud, or you're required by law to put this permit thing framed up on the kind of, woohoo, I have the crown's authority.
I'm a legal business.
I got a letter of mark from the crown. See, that's why we have our character is letters of Captain Mark and his female sidekick, Reprisal. You know, it's letters of Mark and Reprisal. Because you're a pirate is not because you're reaping, pillaging, and whatever, although there's, you know, bad pirates. So we, you know, define the conduct amongst pirates as non-aggression principle, anarchist, leave me alone, libertarian thing. Well, what happens is the reason you were a pirate, and they'll call you a pirate, is when you're against all flags. Then you have the crown of, you know, there'd be maybe at war between the Portuguese, the French, the Spanish, and the English out there about, man, they all come together, go after somebody that says none of you. And, you know, hell no, you're not allowed to be a pirate. You're not allowed to not, you know, to have the idea that you can't be under someone's, you know, property or rule. So I'm going, you are livestock. You know, we need to see, it's that attitude. That's why we do the pirate thing and the pirate ship and the pirate of pirate, because of course you're a pirate. You don't respect their or recognize their authority. It's the mindset of the permit. And that's where Cliven was really had, was leaps and head and shoulders above. He goes, look, I don't give a crap what you say. I'm not paying you. I'm dealing with the state and kind of you don't suck it. Well, they go, oh yeah, well, respect our authority. We got snipers. Well, you know, they prevailed. I don't know. What an inspiration that whole effort was that we covered from all this time and what you're doing. I just don't want, it doesn't matter how high you get up on the ladder. If you're on the wrong wall, I don't want people to be on the wrong wall. The right wall is individual liberty and the purpose of government by the Declaration of Independence made it clear. The purpose of any government, made of any government, is the defense of individual rights. When that doesn't happen, time to alter or abolish. Yep. You don't got to be violent. You can be a love. I'm the love illusion guy. I'm not all about the violent defense kind of, but I think the Bundys did it really well. They're like, nope, we're not. Nope, we're just not. Nope, we're not. You know, shoot us, do it, tase us, whatever. And then you show them for how bad they are. This is what Gandhi did. He's like, ma'am, no, let them beat me. And if they had cell phones, it'd been even better.
It would be great to get your knowledge and understanding of our founding into a lecture series that can be shared. That would be awesome.
You know, I'm not alone. And this is what you're going to come up against. This voluntarist movement, anything peaceful and bond, kind of, it's been a libertarian thing for freaking ever. But there's a lot of compromising libertarians, like in the Libertarian Party. I'd be going to the national convention. I'd run for national chair 4 times, maybe a fifth, you know, just to keep what you're pinging with, what you're, you know, agreeing with in the discussion. Because what happens with the political party is they're looking to get more members. They want more money. They want to be in charge of, it's our turn with the brass ring. And that has never been my forte or what I thought the libertarian movement was about. What the libertarian movement is, just an opinion. It was just an understanding. It manifests itself in all kinds of different ways. But if you're looking for collectivized power, you're already part of the problem.
Yes.
You know,
when I was 16 years old, my dad drove me to the DMV to get my driver's license. And he said to me, he looked over, and I adored my dad, by the way. He just, I mean, I
think I'm going to adore him too.
Now that he's gone, I a lot of these moments come back to me, and because everything he said, he was World War II generation, and, you know, a lot of these stories come back later, years later. But anyway, we were driving to the DMV, and my dad said to me, I remember when my dad, your grandfather, took me to the DMV to get my license, and your granddad was infuriated by the fact that we had to get a license, a driver's license at all, let alone that we had license plates and had to register our cars. And I looked at my dad and I said, wow, that's weird. I was just a kid. I said, that's weird. I can't imagine there not being license plates and driver's licenses. And my dad looked over at me just like my dad would often do. And he said, that's exactly my point.
Yep. Exactly. I'll give you another little story. It was 08, you know, election cycle. So it might've been the summer of 7, 8, round in there, when we were traveling around the country doing the Lovolution stuff. And all I do, they go, oh, we had RonPaulRevolution.com. And all it was how to make the signs that you saw. Here's the stencil font. Here's, you know, get a can of spray paint, overhead projector, did kind of cut it out and do boom. What should it say? I don't care. I'm not your mother. You do whatever you want. Express yourself. Peace. It's decentralized, spontaneous order of go forth and conquer. Okay? That was what was different about it. And it was, there was nothing, there was no head of the snake. Nobody even knew that I, you know, was, I never made a big deal out of it until I was outed in Reason Magazine, like a, you know, 6 to 8 months later. And it wasn't like it was a secret. I just didn't, it was, no, it belonged to everybody. And then Russell Brand wants to copyright it. Whatever. But the, this whole concept of people just being able to express themselves and do what they want. When I was traveling, I came out of Sky Harbor here in Phoenix International Airport here. As I go there, there was a young couple, probably about 25, 24 or so, and they had two small children, 3, 4 years old, 2, 3, they're really small. They were walking and talking, but they're very small. And now you put your shoes in the gray bin for the nice man, you let him wand you, a little anal probe here, and doing kind of feel you up. And kind of, then you go over there, oh, that you good, you did good, son, come on. They were training us to papers, please. And I could see it. Now it's, you know, 10 years later, you know, these kids are teenagers going, well, of course you have licensing and pat downs and papers.
Conditioning.
Conditioning. Yep. I opt out. I opt out. Because you used to say, oh, I'm going to opt out and you can frisk me when I'm not going through your machine. They go, we got an opt out over here. Opt out, opt out. To try and shame you. And I go, really? Oh, I so the next time I go up, I go, I'm here to opt out. Opt out. I'm opting out. I mean, screw you. You know, so this is, and I on my laptop, it says, yes, I'm that libertarian, you know? Mm-hmm. So here, I should show this.
Yeah, we've got work to do.
For the video, I'm going, yes. So whenever it goes through my opting out, they have to see, they go, yes, I'm that libertarian. That just shuts them like, why are you being so, you should. And kind of, I go, yeah, I'm that libertarian. They just go, hey, he's a libertarian, never mind. It saves so much conversation. yeah, just let them go. Hey, thanks for spending this extra time with me. I'm just rambling. But,
oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and I cannot wait to see you next month.
Yeah, no. I look forward to it. I applaud your effort, and I don't mean to be critical. I'm just... I hate to see so much effort by such quality people going in, and it's inside their envelope and their control mechanism. You know, I'm just, stop. You're right. It is just education. They get to know, and G. Edward and these guys, man, they're the guys. You know, I'm just like, the solution is, yeah, whatever, you know, but I at least know what the problem is. But I see, you know, just an attitude and technology and information is going to free us, because what else is going to? Being on their database, I mean, you know, getting their permission slip. That attitude is the problem. I'm with your father. You know, I'm like, no, the idea that I even got, I don't care if you do it right, you know, it doesn't matter to me.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That was his message that day. And it's weird because it didn't even hit me till I was in my 40s.
I know.
It came back to me later.
My kids, I'm going to be really smart when they're 35.
Well, you know, I guess I just wasn't ready to fully understand, you know, but at the same time, he was patient and he planted the seeds, and boy, howdy, do I wish he were here today, because, you know, he had lots of great gems that he gave to all of us kids. So, you know,
thank you for doing this. And, you know, and you have a husband?
I do.
And he's like, he's right there, you rock and roll.
He is. He has a background in commercial real estate, and he has dedicated himself full-time to this effort. We are both in this. We have attorneys on retainer to serve our members in the 48 continental states, and we're in it to win it. You know, we're trying to stop the bleeding and keep everybody in business so they can make a living.
Let me know what we can do to help. Now, and I won't have to ramble on. We kind of got off track when the network went down, and then I just, you know, lost my regimentation. But the you have anyone for us to interview? Another example of them doing it. Every freaking example, the man coming down doing kind of bad, you know, let me know. Heck, we've had Roger Stone on. I go, hey, man, you need to talk to the president and tell him a little something about this one. In fact, he did go. He's like, you need to pardon the Bundys. If they go, you need to. I mean, that's how far it's willing to go.
Yes.
And then, Kane West doing Century of the Self. I have been such a pimper of that movie. I can't believe I get it from Kane West. This is awesome.
I'm gonna go watch it right now.
You'll enjoy it. You'll go, holy crap. It's been going on for a long time.
Thank you for all that you're doing. I mean, it sounds like you have been really a freedom warrior for a long time, and I really appreciate it.
Well,
it
depends by whose opinion.
No.
Well, you know, I am. But if you fall outside of the reverence for the government documents that they ignore anyway, I support the spirit of the American experiment, the spirit behind the Declaration, the spirit of what they were, and the Constitution kind of a compromise, but the Bill of Rights, you want another revolution, you better be adding on this 10 thou shalt nots of government, or we're going to get pissed. You know, so if you look, you read the anti-federalist papers, it's libertarian going, look, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what's going to happen. What happens when you have the legislative, executive, and judicial lined up against you? You find yourself in a free speech zone, constitutional free speech zone. That's what happens. You see my point? So it's an attitude. It's what you're doing. It's education. And I want to help. You have people that run it. You probably got some people in your mind already that they need to come on the show. You send me an email, contact information. Donna will get them on. We'll do some research on whatever it is they're doing in the situation. And boom, done.
Well, you know what's crazy is that this is happening in other countries as well. I'm sure you're well aware of what's happened in Australia under Agenda 21, and some very dear friends of mine were cattle ranchers in Western Australia from 1999 until 2012, and they had to come back with just the shirts on their back and their four small children because they were squeezed out of business by all this permitting, and you have to have this permit and that permit, only to come back and realize that the same thing was happening here in the U.S.
What, Australia doesn't have enough barren land?
Well, exactly. They weren't allowed to use their land as they saw fit.
You're right. This is I don't know what's going on in Australia. I mean, on various issues, but hell, have them come on. That'd be awesome.
You know what?
Interview.
And they come to mind first because they give a very broad perspective of freedom, and they too are of the same mindset as what
and experience. They're up against this. See, that's one thing. It's a philosophy. And you think it's the same kind of people, but oftentimes it's the same people.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm going, wow, on a internet. So where does Soros get banned? I think it's home country of Hungary. We know better. Get this guy out of here. It's kind of like McCain in Arizona, but you can't get rid of him, you know? Well, it doesn't matter. You know, that's one thing I do. They'd say, you're never going to get this, and you're never going to get that, and it'll, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sooner or later, yep. We have decriminalization of, you know, like marijuana laws and unrestricted concealed carry here and education freedom. And every single one of those were initiatives that we did. We used to have a newspaper called Citizens Take an Initiative, and it would print the initiative in and arguments for and spread them all around. We still do newspapers, and we have an online magazine and stuff. All they got to do is make sure they don't piss me off. That would be a bad idea, okay? I got 20,000 blank DVDs sitting here with a 311 stack duplicators. I can make 300 to 500 DVDs an hour. I'm just waiting for somebody to do so. Ooh, now vaxxed, I just made 3,000 of these. Ooh, it's a second minute, boom, I just did 5,000 and distributed. I go ahead, make my day, okay? So the thing is, vaccine stuff, we did the vaccine education summit a couple of years ago. Kind of, Bitcoin education summit. Whenever they come after, I'm going, really? So we're going to have people educated here. It's Freedom's Phoenix, the Liberty Freedom's Phoenix from the ashes of Lady Liberty's torch. That's what that means. So
I love that.
This is, you know, it's a phoenix, a rebirth of, but from what? From the ashes. I know there's going to be ashes. The economy is going to go, but what's going to be sustained? And I guarantee in all of the smoke, after it clears, they're going to come and attack you. Your animals belong to the collective of feed of you got to be in the nationalized of the whatever. The silo of the wheat's got to be in for the good and the army of the what the heck. And we're at war in the mushroom clouds of China. I mean, whatever the hell it's going to be, it's going to be Red Dawn all over again. You know?
Exactly. Yep, it is.
So I can feel what's happening. And the only salvation that we have from this is what you're doing. The philosophy of just the whole point of this thing was individual rights. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do that or emphasize that and we lose that, well, then what else is there? A permit?
Well, exactly. And the thing I love about it too is that it's something that everybody does agree on when you get down to the very basic foundation. It's not split up by party. I mean, who wouldn't agree with that?
Well, you see, but that's not what you see in the media. It's not what you see in the echo chamber of the Facebook.
That's right.
It's not what you get in the search engines. You start looking for different things, and a bunch of the great videos from the Levolution, gone. Channels banned. 60,000 videos dumped. We had our channel from Vimeo done like a month ago. Done. And I'm like, what the heck was that? It was like 2 years ago. What? It was a show I did on Zionism. I'm like, whoa. Oh, that was it. Okay. You know, but we understood this was coming. So I'm like, no. So we have other alternatives and do it. And I left YouTube a long time ago, like in 09, 10, because I could see what was coming. You know, because they're going, oh, you played 5 seconds of Led Zeppelin. You're not. I go, we're done. Next. So I understand. God, I mean, we could talk all day. I got to let you go. But thank you for spending the extra time with me.
Likewise.
Please let us be a resource for you to get these stories out.
I appreciate that.
Love doing it. I'll even let them talk.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.